Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be talking about photosynthesis in arid environments. First of all, what is photosynthesis? Photosynthesis is the process by which plants use sunlight to create food from carbon dioxide and water. So the question comes up, how do plants get water in such dry places? Well, plants adapt. Succulent plants like cacti store water from rare rainfall, which they later use to start the photosynthetic cycle. Other non-cactus succulent plants are desert dwellers, agave, and elephant trees. Phreatophytes are another type of plant that have adapted. They have a different method of acquiring water. They grow roots large enough to reach a nearby water table. An example of a phreatophyte is a mesquite tree. The mesquite tree's roots are considered to be the longest of any desert plant, reaching up to a stunning 80 feet. Other desert plants, using behavioral adaptations, have developed a lifestyle in conference with the seasons of greatest moisture and or coolest temperatures. These type of plants are usually and inaccurately referred as perennials. Plants that live for several years and annuals, plants that live for only a season. Desert perennials often survive by remaining dormant during dry periods of the year, then springing to life when water becomes available.
I did get executed by a tower, I don't know.
The last group of adaptive plants I will talk about are annuals. The term annuals implies blooming yearly, but since this is not always the case, desert annuals are more accurately referred to as ephemerals. Many of them can complete an entire life cycle in a matter of months, some in just weeks. The little amount of rainfall is just enough to get annuals to start blooming all around the desert. Some examples of annuals are poppies, desert marigolds, and cornflowers. In conclusion, plants in arid environments go through photosynthesis by adapting to their environment and how it changes. Now for some really good music.